This is Conor Lennon from UN News. Joyce Msuya, Acting Executive Director of UN Environment, or UNEP, has expressed her sorrow at the death of UN staff travelling to the UN Environment Assembly on Ethiopian Airlines flight ET302, which crashed on Sunday, killing everyone on board. In a statement released on Monday, Ms. Msuya said that the environmental community is in mourning and that those who died included UN staff, youth delegates, scientists and academics. She joined UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres in sending the heartfelt condolences of the agency to the families and loved ones of everyone who lost their lives in the tragedy. Patrick Newman from UN News spoke to Ms. Msuya and asked her how the atmosphere at the Assembly has been affected.
The atmosphere is quite somber and sad, quite reflective in many ways, but it's also been a moment where the community as a whole, community that works on environment, has come together because of the tragedy. So this morning, for example, we had a moment of silence, not just for United Nations staff, but also delegates and other participants who were victims in the crash who were coming for this meeting. So I would summarize the mood here is quite somber, sad, and reflective.
How has this particular event affected you personally? Is there anybody close to you that you know that has been impacted or lost their lives?
You can imagine, not just me, but the entire team behind me, we were working very hard preparing for the United Nations Environment Assembly, which just started today. I knew personally the only staff of UN Environment Program that was a victim, a Chinese national by the name of Victor Tsiang. It's really been devastating thinking about his family, and he was young, up and coming, decent human being and a solid professional. To think about the loss, especially for his family's sake and young, very young family. I think the second is not just United Nations staff, but also there were delegates and other participants who were coming to this meeting who were also victims. Very sad to know that the guests that we were preparing to welcome, some of them did not make it. And I think lastly is all of these colleagues and delegates who were victims, they pretty much died while they were working, while they were coming to this important global meeting on environment. So it's been a very sad and somber moment and a reminder that life is too short.
And lastly, going forward with this event, how has it impacted the entire preparation that you guys have been going through regarding the event itself?
It's very clear that we are honoring the victims in almost every meeting that I have been to today. Before the meeting started, business started, there's been moments of silence in honor of the victims. The community has really come together, United Nations staff, but also member states, civil society, media. So you get this sense of unity around the environment, but also around a loss which has brought all of us together. We are trying to do all we can to support the affected families linked to the victims. So we've also been dispatching teams to go to households and other places to comfort the affected family members and friends.